Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Coming up on Relatables.
Signs she's really into you, all right? She will do wife duties on a girlfriend wage.
Oh! That's off the tongue. Wife duties on a girlfriend wage.
Wife duties on a girlfriend wage.
I like that. What are your sort of duties, man?
Jake and Artie, the relatable.
You are listening to
Relatables. We're back again on Wednesday for the first time in history.
First ever Wednesday episode ever.
This is so special.
Have we ever posted an episode on a Wednesday? I feel like we've posted one with it's when we got 5,000 views combined between all episodes. We did a special with some weird tarot card reading guy.
That's OGs. If any OG listen to that episode, yeah, we got a tarot card reader and like when we started like 4 months in.
It was a 5,000 listens combined. Special.
Wow, you got a good memory. I remember doing it. I can't remember it was for the 5,000 listens though.
It's fucking weird. It was a bit odd.
It was odd. Today, Jake, I wanted to kick things off with sign she's into you. We've both got a list. How many you got around?
I got about 7.
These are coming. Oh, I got like heaps. I got like 11.
Oh, shit.
These are coming from us. So, sign she's into you. She laughs at your jokes even when they're not funny.
I don't know if I like that.
Why?
Be honest with me.
No, because that's what we live for.
Fair point.
Yeah.
A lot of our identity is really hoping they think we're funny.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
And they know that.
Fake laugh.
They know that.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
Do you reckon
I agree.
Girls have a better fake laugh than us then?
You and I?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not very good at fake laughing.
Not really either.
It's kind of, it's quite difficult to make it sound genuine.
I would hate to fake laugh on like camera, like on like a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's just evil.
Do people ever actually laugh on movies?
They have to.
They've got to.
I feel like if I do it, it's like evil laugh.
Actually, any comedy movie I've watched, I feel like I'm laughing because they are serious about what they've said.
They might actually be funny in the movies, though, if they're asking them to laugh.
Maybe.
Yeah. They've probably said it a few times. Yeah. That's tricky.
Yeah, good question. All right. Signs she's into you. She starts needing you to make decisions for her.
Okay. Elaboration, I need some more.
So stuff like, oh my God, what should I get? From the restaurant, what should I get? What should I wear today?
That's a
what
good. Should
I, yeah, what do you think I would like?
That's kind of subtle too.
Yeah.
That is good. She
to be
cares.
Honest, I think it's annoying.
She cares about your opinion though.
Yeah, true.
Okay, this one, I can, hands down, 100% she's into you. Sign she's into you. She asks you to fill up her drink bottle, even when she's very capable.
Ooh, be my little slave. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. Also annoying. Also very annoying.
That's the most annoying thing.
She's been laying in bed on TikTok for an hour and then you come in to go to bed. She's like, while you're up.
While you're up is the worst thing.
While you're up.
It's like, I'm up because I don't want to be. Don't ask me to do more things.
Signs she's into you. Instead of a text message, she sends you video updates.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
These yours are subtle. Like you wouldn't really notice. You wouldn't process it.
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying is like because these signs go unnoticed.
Yeah.
So video updates, they mean a lot more than a text message.
They do too. I was kind of oblivious to that too.
Fuck yeah.
Sign she's into you. She'll pay for you.
Like a dinner?
Yeah.
Oh.
I reckon.
True.
Yeah. It processed.
Whoa.
Once she knows she likes you and it's not a waste of money, she'll start tapping that card.
That is so accurate. Yeah. Wow. And you don't really realize.
No.
Oh, you just think like, what an independent woman.
She likes me.
Signs she's really into you. All right. She will do wife duties on a girlfriend wage.
Oh, that's off the tongue. Wife duties on a girlfriend wage.
Wife duties on a girlfriend wage.
I like that. What sort of duties, man?
I don't know. Just nice things like make you lunch every now and then. Yeah. Just
book
appointments
like
for you.
Bake for you.
Yeah. Make sure you remember appointments.
Book appointments
make,
for you.
Make sure your mum. Make sure you remember. Make sure she reminds you of appointments you've got, maybe.
Reminding's better than booking. Okay, I wrote this one down, but it kind of doesn't help us. Sign she's into you. She'll make up fake scenarios in her head about you two together.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fact.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And then she'll sometimes make herself angry with her.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll convince herself that you've done something bad.
You cheated on me in my dreams.
Yeah. I agree. Signs she's into you. She asks you what color she should get her nails done.
That's important.
That is.
That's a lot of responsibility sometimes, though. Because those are only there for like a month. Yeah, that's
they
a long time.
They can be for a month.
That's a good one.
She sends you a photo of the two different
pinks. Yeah. You're on your phone waiting.
You act like you know what the difference between the two pinks is, but you just choose one of them because they look the same. And then you know they're both going to look good.
Sign she's into you. She'll act uninterested to get you keen.
Oh.
It's not a good one.
I am not a fan.
Not a good one, but it works sometimes.
I'm not a fan, but valid. Mm. It does work. Granted. Signs she's into you when her excuse for everything is, I'm just a girl.
I don't know about that one.
I'm just a girl.
I feel like they say that even if they don't like
it. But I'm just a girl. Even if they don't actually
I'm just a girl. That's a good saying. Do we can't say, I'm just a boy?
Not really, no. I'm a big fan of saying,
I'm just a boy. I'm just a man.
I always go, but I'm just a baby. I'm just a little baby.
Sign she's into you. She'll wear your hoodie and give it back to you so it smells like her.
That is like marking territory.
It's like a dog wing.
Damn. That's like, because if it's at your house and you know it smells like her, even if you're a trash dude and you go and you have another girl over, you're not going to give that girl that jumper.
No.
Because, whoa.
Even so, if you're like, no one's around, you just put the hoodie back on and it just reminds you of her.
I love that. Eh?
Yeah. And their perfumes are like beautiful. That. You feel so pretty wearing it.
Something about it. And their smell stays in it way longer than ours does, I swear.
Their perfume must be better than our cologne or something.
It's got to be, eh?
Or even their deodorant.
I love it.
It's because they don't stink and we stink up our jumpers.
That's true. Yeah. They don't stink even when they sweat. When you get the privilege of being asked to go on a sweet treat run.
facts. I don't care about dates. I don't care about any of it.
If she
asked me to go for a sweet treat date, that is the best feeling.
Yeah.
Just it gets like 7 o'clock at night. You've had dinner. And she's like, you want to go get a sweet treat?
That's the way
to my heart.
Love it.
Oh, sign she's into you. She'll stalk all of your social medias.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, she knows every question she asks you in the first couple weeks, she knows the answers to.
And she acts like she doesn't.
And she's acting all surprised. And,
what school did you go to?
And like, she knows more than you know
about yourself.
Damn. All right, it's my last one. Signs she's into you when she is comfortable enough to bombard you with random hypotheticals, and for some reason you answer them.
Don't get into me.
So don't get into me. So signs that he's into you is he answers those hypotheticals.
What's with girls' hypotheticals? It's just like you're watching a movie and like
I don't know, man.
Some person like gets stolen or something. Like, would you still love me if like someone stole me for like 6 months and then like you couldn't find me and then
oh, would you still love me if I didn't have any legs?
Yeah.
That person just lost their legs. Would you still love me if I didn't have any legs? And you're like, Of course I would.
I love you no matter what.
I'd still love you if you're... I saw a really funny thing and it was guys have little pockets on, like a little breast pocket on their t-shirts.
Yeah.
For just in case their girlfriend gets turned into a worm.
Oh, is that what it's... I've always wondered what that's for.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I'll pick my last ones, good ones. Sign she's into you. She's going to be extremely helpful and want to lend a hand with everything.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
She's always like, oh, did you need a hand with something? Like,
I like that. But she just wants to be kind of part of your life.
Like you're just doing something boring, like cleaning rooms. Like, oh, you want me to help? I'm like, sure.
I mean, sure, if you want. I'm always kind of like, no, you know this. You don't have to do this.
That's what I do too.
Trying to be a man, like trying to be an adult.
Yeah.
Secretly, I'm like, if you want to
help. Yeah, if you want to help.
You can help me.
They always love helping too.
Yeah, agreed.
Sign she's into you. So I found this one on social media. If you talk on Snapchat, she'll save the messages.
Really?
Yeah. I do vaguely remember, this is like high school days for us, but anyone younger who still like talks on the blue chat, I feel like that's a factual thing. If she's saving the message because she cares, because she wants to go back and look at them.
She wants them just in case she wants some reminiscing time.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a good one. Okay. I don't use Snap.
No, not really. I only send her for photos.
Oh, yeah. Like so our mates group chats, I'll watch them. Sometimes I'll send something in, but yeah.
I don't talk on there like that. And last one, sign she's into you. She'll tell you she's into you.
They know how to use their words. They know how to use their words. A woman and words, though, like weapon of mass destruction. Let me tell you, a woman and her words. If she's left just to free reign.
Oh, also, there's a lot of rambling going on.
What a yappaholics over here. Fucking hell.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Before we get into it any further, we've got to keep the lights on in our brand new studio.
Keep the lights on.
If you want to see what it looks like, head on over to YouTube. We've
got to keep the aircon on, guys.
Yeah. But we're changing a few things around here. As you can tell, there's 2 episodes a week on Spotify. Mm-hmm. But if you want a little bit more or the longer episodes, they're an hour long on Patreon for $5 a month.
Yes.
And then if you want, there's going to be Dilemmas episodes as well on Patreon for $10 a month.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah. So for $10, you get an extra episode and Dilemmas. And for $15 a month, you get Dilemmas, extra episode and a vlog.
Yeah.
So there's content to be consumed. And we're going to the moon. Thank you everybody for tuning in. So let's get in the epi.
Let's do it.
Up next, we have... It's coming back, Jake.
They're back, guys. They're back.
Confession Sessions. And this story is a good one.
This is a good one. I really like it.
The prompt is one night stands. And we talked to Chad.
we made his name for him, but you'll see why. You'll see why.
That's probably... One night stands can be a tricky thing. And I have to say that might be one of the worst I've heard.
I was going to say, nothing more could go wrong.
Oh, the only thing that could
not even for him. Like for him, yeah, but like for her.
The only thing that could go worse is a number 2 instead of a number 1. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, spoilers! That's a massive spoiler.
That's all I'm saying.
Get into it.
Please.
Hello, welcome to Confession Sessions. How's it going, man?
Good, thanks. How you going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm joined by Jake here.
Dude, your voice is so deep.
Mine, your voice is deep.
It wasn't an insult.
Reflecting. First things first is, would you like to be anonymous for this story?
Yeah, we might as well stay anonymous for this one.
Oh, okay. Oh. And is there anything you've ever wanted to be called, or do you want me and Jake to pick you a name?
Pick me a name.
The deep voice? Like
I'm going deep voice. What do I think?
It's like Chad.
Facts. Chad. Are you wearing a necklace?
I should.
He will now. All right, Chad. And you've got a story. Your prompt, would you say it's when you got to go, you got to go, or one night stands?
It's definitely a one night stand one here, Wade.
Okay. And take it from the top.
Pretty bad one. Pretty bad one.
Take it from the top. We're here for it.
All right. So, one night out, I think it was late last year. I went out on the town, as you do, Saturday night. And, you know, there's a couple of ladies out, a couple of them said hello, and one of them had just come home from like a big long trip overseas. And we'd been friends before. Anyway, you know, night carries on, end of the night, she comes back to mine, and you do what you do. I wake up in the morning, and this is where the story really starts.
Right.
I wake up in the morning, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning, and she's not there. She's gone. Right. And I'm like, sometimes like that's a bit of a dream, right? Like how it's good. Right?
I thought you were going to be like, it hurt your feelings. And like, now you know how girls feel.
No. You're just like, this is great. Awesome. I can get up and carry on my day. But then I kind of roll over and like, I'm like, oh, why is the bed wet? It's not me. I know that much. Anyway. So I get out of bed and it's pissing down outside. Like I am talking like torrential rain, probably like one of the worst like spurts of rain we'd had in like a really long time. Okay. And I realize all of her clothes are still on the floor of my bedroom. What? Yeah. And I'm like, where could she be?
Maybe she's in the
bathroom. Also her phone, by the way, her phone is still on my desk in my room.
Oh, she's got to be there.
Well, she hasn't left without a phone. That's just, there's something wrong. If so. Anyway. So I go and I look in the bathroom first. I'm like, oh, maybe she's going to the toilet. So I'm completely forgetting about the soaking wet bed. I'm like, let's just find her first. I go in the bathroom, not there. I'm like, all right, maybe she's like, I don't know, sitting on the couch or something. I don't know, literally anywhere. So I go and look in there. I look everywhere. I go even down. This is how bad I was. I'm like, where the fuck is she? I checked my car. I was like, okay, well, like, she's obviously wet the bed.
Okay.
She'll see rather bed. And so I was like, oh, I don't know, she doesn't want to sleep in her piss, so maybe she's going to sleep somewhere else. So I go and check every room in the house, like upstairs. I check even in like my sister's room, like literally anything, and I can't find her. So I get back into my room, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And I call a mate, I'm like, telling him what's going on. I'm like, I don't know where she is, where she could possibly be. And he's like, what the fuck? Let's just go have another look. So I look absolutely everywhere again. I text her, even with her phone in my left hand, I text her from my phone because I'm like, what more can a man do in this situation? Like, at first, I'm starting to get worried. I'm like, is she dead? Where is she? Yeah. She's run off nude into the rain. I don't know. Anyway, so I go check all the rooms again, and I realized I didn't check. There's one room I didn't check because why would you, firstly? But it was my mum's room.
What?
Shit.
So I go and look in my mum's room. I peek my head in and like my mum's single lady, independent queen, look in there. There's two people in the bed.
What?
Keep in mind, one night stand, like I knew the chick before, but like obviously my mum has no clue who this person is. So I walk in there and I like crouch down. I'm like, oh my God, it's her. Just to double check that it's not like my sister or something. I'm like, it's actually fucking her in bed with my mum right now.
And your mum's asleep?
And they're asleep. They're both asleep.
What?
And so I crouch down and I'm like, oi, you know, not going to say her name. I'm like, oi, oi, Jack, get the fuck out. What are you doing? Like, like I'm whispering this. And my mum wakes up and goes, oh, and I'm like, yeah. And mum goes, is she with you? And I'm like, yep. And my mum goes, she's fully naked.
The fuck?
Oh my God.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And let me get a towel. I get her a towel. She stood up and she's just like so embarrassed, just standing there silent in my mum's room with me. Mum's like just woken up. And I got the story later from my mum. So I was like, oh, sorry, like I'm driving you home. Like I'll drive you home right now.
Yeah, get out of my house, please.
Like, no, you know, I was like, all right, that's, you know, whatever. It's all good. So I'll drive you home. Essentially, she so she piss a bed in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Can't, you know, maybe she couldn't control it. Like, you know, no hate, that's all good. Like, whatever, you can't. She obviously didn't do it on purpose, I hope. But
that would be
then,
fun.
Yeah, she walked into my mom's room.
Oh.
And because my mum goes, my mom thinks to my sister and goes, what are you doing? Why are you naked? And she apparently says back to my mum, shut up, I'm trying to sleep.
What?
Oh, no way.
So your mum's just like, oh, whatever.
My mum's like, well, what the fuck? Okay, I'm going back to sleep. And just leaves it, thinking it's like maybe my sister or something. I don't know what she thought, but she was like, fuck, whatever. And now my mum's like, she's a bit mortified. Let's say that no one came over for a while.
Did your mum not question why, like, if it was your naked sister coming in your bed?
No, she did, but she was like, I don't want to deal with this. It's the middle of the night, sort of thing.
Fair, yeah.
And so yeah, that's the story in its entirety.
I think that's the most insane story we've had.
Yeah, that's good.
I have told it. I've told it way too many times because I can't believe it happened. Like, it's not real.
Have you spoken to the girl again?
No, not at all.
Have you ever run into her?
I've like walked past her, terrible sort of thing, and just like, you know, just smile and wave.
What did she say about, like, what was her excuse?
Oh my! It was, yeah. So I was driving her home, and it was quite a lengthy drive, unfortunately. And I don't know, she was kind of cracking jokes, and like she was embarrassed, but like nowhere near as embarrassed as I thought she would be. Which is kind of like,
surely she wasn't even talking.
Yeah.
No. She was like making jokes and all the rest of it, and I was like, that's pretty bad. I was like, maybe not the jokes yet, but let me just come to terms with the conversation I have to have with my mum when I get home, who I might have just a legend about it and has told all her mates, and it's just the most fucked up story that will, I hope, ever happen to me.
Facts.
That is. And the head noise would have been enough after. Were you pretty drunk that night as well?
Yeah. But I have, it was a, yeah, I didn't, no one was coming over for a very long time.
Right, yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. It was a great story. We appreciate it.
No worries, boys. Love the potty.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
See you guys.
Bye. See ya.
All right, everybody, that was Confession Sessions. We hope you enjoyed it. It's back now. We would like to tell you how to submit a confession.
Yes. All you have to do is go on Instagram, go into our link tree. It's actually called like Comeo.
Little link in our bio.
Yeah, link in our bio. Scroll to the bottom and it says Confession Session. This month's topics are hospitality, meet cute, date went wrong, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
What does meet cute mean?
It's how you fell in love.
Ah.
So it's like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How'd you fall in love?
Yeah.
It's cute.
And it's sort of like... it's like a situation that wasn't meant to happen. So like maybe you were in a car crash and then you hit someone's car and then that was the person you fell in love with or you went on a date with.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love
so it's kind of cool. And so you'll find out all the details. You just have to submit a paragraph and we might pick you and we'll get you on a phone call like we just had Chad.
Yeah.
Next segment, guys, we're going to talk about a few of you listeners might remember that... I'd say it was about 2 months ago, we talked about the male's perspective of taking the last name when getting married.
Yeah, it was a little while ago now. Yeah.
It was a little while ago, and it had quite a good discussion because I was for the female keeping her last name.
Yeah.
And Jake, not necessarily wasn't for it, but he was arguing the debate for she should take his last name or the male's last name because it's sort of like saying you're getting like devoted to each other, you're becoming an entity in one.
Yeah, I was like, I think my argument at the time was, why get married then?
Yes.
Because
yes,
like, sir. that's like the, I kind of thought that was a purpose of getting married. But then we got actually a lot of messages that ended, I think a few episodes after that, I admitted I changed my mind. My mind was changed.
Yeah.
But now we've got another thing. Another thing. And it's cool.
It's the girl's perspective of like how they see taking a male's last name.
Yeah. Yeah, so last names and marriage. Hi guys, just listened to your most recent podcast and thought about sharing my opinion on the marriage last name debate. I understand both of your thoughts and opinions and feel a bit torn thinking about it. So I've decided to construct a list for you coming from the girl's perspective. Against marriage is this section. Firstly, a girl has gone her whole life with this name. It is their identity and who they are. You hear thoughts on brides/brides-to-be feeling emotional on their wedding day, as they feel a part of them is being lost. Another point is if you are buried and on your headstone it is your husband's last name, strangers won't know that your birth family's graves could be right near you. Maybe the only reason people marry is because this concept of marriage is the societal normality. Think about it. If the only romantic relationship ever discovered was boyfriend and girlfriend, or girlfriend and boyfriend, whatever they identify as, do you think people would one day out of the blue say, "Hey, I love you so much that I want to pay someone to let the world know"? Like, thinking about that now, it seems rather bizarre. Lastly, children. I understand that there has to be a last name to carry on, but why should it be the man's? I understand that there is tradition and all, but let's think about it. This woman has devoted 9 months of her life to have this baby, but not just that. The physical and mental changes of child labor and childbirth are intense. However, it isn't just 9 months, as afterwards they need time off work. And then the next 18 or so years, they devote their time to this child. Men as well devote 18 years plus as well. So in this sense, why should a man's name get carried on and not the woman's, or both names? I'm going to stop there on against marriage. She makes a lot of good points.
Mm.
I like that last point a lot.
I did like that.
I'll go for marriage now. I'm going to romanticize this here. How nice is it to be able to dress up and have a day intended for you? This may not apply for you, or it may, but many girls from a young age, they watch movies with marriage in it and crave it. That one day to have that special dress, the nice hair, perfect setting, and perfect husband. Last names, it is nice to hear Mr. and Mrs. You're unique. You are a team. It is romantic. Another reason for taking the male's name is the daughter may not have a relationship with their father and not want to be associated with their last name. So this way, it is nice to not be reminded of this unhealthy ghost of a dad in your life. Oh, that was to not have his last name.
Yeah.
Idea. I have often wondered, weddings are so expensive. What if you have one day that is like a wedding, but not official? You still get to dress nice and you could have the tradition of a wedding, but not make it legal. So you still get your dream, but you didn't have the huge expense on and the legal name. Or you just have a day that you get to celebrate being together. She goes on to say, sorry for rambling, but that's all right. Actually, I was just thinking, reading that last bit, do you reckon weddings are like promoted so much because it's such a massive business?
Industry. Oh, you're probably right. If I'm being honest, you're probably right. I think, well, that's why it works.
And I love the part where she said, this woman grows the baby,
gives
birth, her hormones get fucked. Some of them get depression after the birth that can last years.
And then we chuck our last name on it.
And then... How selfish of me to think in the past that this thing should have my last name just because of a fucking tradition.
I know. The thing that baffled me the most was like, so say we love our girlfriends, right?
Yeah.
Why does one day we decide, or she decides, but it's we, that we love each other so much that she's going to give up her last name? Like, imagine if marriage like wasn't a concept. Imagine if you're like, that's just what you did. Like, I love you so much that I don't want my last name Clark anymore.
Yep.
Say you're the girl.
Yep.
I want to be called Craig.
Yeah.
That's baffling. Like, if this wasn't a tradition. Like, if I just said, I love you so much, I want to be called Oddie Craig.
And you're say I'm the girl, you're the guy.
Yeah.
Everyone would be like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, that's so weird. Like, honestly, and she's like giving that up. And it's her last name. It's her identity. And it's because of love. So it's quite an admirable thing, if I'm being honest.
I think my mind has like completely 180 flipped.
Yeah.
Like one full 180 flipped.
It's cool. It's cool seeing that, like, I was always for they can keep their last name or whatever. Because I was open to it because my mum kept her last name in the thing. And it's also like, she mentioned the bloodline sort of, is it called the bloodline? The bloodline dies off with the girls.
Yeah.
So imagine if you had all daughters and then they all took their husband's last name and then the Clark last name died. You'd be devastated as a dad.
Well, I'm thinking it should be both. Should it be both last names?
The only thing that I thought that might not work was if it's both last names, when they have a kid, it's just going to be like the longest name ever.
Or because they have two last names, and then also their partner might have two last names if it's kid. Whoa, true. I wonder if they can...
Maybe.
Like, but like, due to Also, here's a fucking question. Why? Who gives a? Why does it matter if your name dies out?
Yeah.
True. If I legally can go literally change my name if I want.
I agree. Honestly, reckon the solution should be, so you choose their first name, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Why don't they both pick a last name for your child, sorry.
You know what I think? Look, because we're lucky enough to have one last name
each. Yeah.
I reckon by the time I have kids, let's say even if I do get married, let's say I get married and then she just doesn't take my last name.
Yeah.
You know? When we have a kid, we just give it two last names, okay? We give it two last names. And then when he's or she is older and they have a partner, let's say this partner also has two last names.
Yeah.
When they go to have a kid, we'll just let them figure it out. I don't give a shit. Like, we figured it out.
As
long as I've got at least one descendant, I'm happy.
Yeah. But it's so tricky that, like, all these other traditions that we've thrown out the window, but for some reason, we've kept this marriage, she's going to take my last name, when it's their identity. And it's not equal.
No, like, I fully 180 flipped. I think girls should be able to do whatever the fuck they want.
I just think it should be a conversation where, like, you both agree someone, like, you should just both agree as a couple.
Yeah. Like, if you just, you pop down on one knee, she says yes. And then when you start talking about the marriage, you go,
whose last name?
Like, do you want to have your own or do you want to take mine?
Yeah.
And if she says, I want to take yours, then she can do whatever she wants.
Well, I'm even saying he should be able to take hers.
If he wants it.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
But I can totally understand. But if both of them want to keep their own last name, keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I hear. Like, that's actually. Yeah, no, my eyes are opened. I like
that. I think you've grown a lot in, like, their past, like, your ideologies from this potty as well, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I really...
Because that wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't long ago at all. I just didn't think of all the facts.
But even other views you've had, just being exposed to this podcast and stuff,
100%. The podcast has definitely made me, like, open my eyes a lot.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like learning in a different way that a lot of people don't get exposed to. It's interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting. We hope that's... Any guys listening that had the same, you know, early on concept or idea that I did, I hope that it just at least makes you open your eyes a bit. Just makes you go, oh.
That's the whole purpose of it.
Because it's not easy to be like, oh, no, I actually really changed my mind. Because sometimes you want your identity to be like, no, once I have my mind made up.
Well, the thing with a guy, I'm not defending guys, but sometimes we don't think. And a guy's going to be like, you don't want to take my last name? You don't love me. That's just always going to, he's not going to think about all these other factors that we just addressed.
No, not at all.
That's always going
to
be like.
And then if a girl was to start rattling them off, he would feel like all defensive and like attacked.
Yeah.
And so I think a big downfall for, I'm going to say guys, but even just humans in general, is not being able to listen and being too scared to admit when they're wrong.
Yeah. It's hard to admit when you're wrong.
The biggest thing ever. And yeah, like, you don't want to be a pushover, but it's so okay to admit you're wrong sometimes, eh?
That's why it's good coming from two people that you've never met before.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's making you think in another way. It's very interesting.
I'm very happy she sent that in. That was awesome. Mm. Awesome.
Okay, everybody, thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked how the new format is, Monday and Wednesday episodes.
Yeah, give us feedback. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. We want constructive criticism because we're trying to do the best for the listener.
Yeah, podcast is. So we added a new segment in the Monday episode.
Yeah.
I hope you guys liked it. And we've got maybe even a few more to juggle around.
Yeah.
We got options, guys. We
you don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah. We got a whole new studio.
Yeah.
We got the new artwork and everything. And a lot of people will say that that's a rebrand. That's not a rebrand if you just keep the same podcast.
Yeah.
Our podcast is actually changing and we're doing it because this is what we think that you will like more.
Mm-hmm.
So we do want genuine feedback.
100%.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody. We love you. We'll leave it on 5-star reviews.
Please.
We want 10K of them by the end of the year.
10K by the end of the year. If we ask twice a week now, it should go up double.
we'll leave it at that. See ya.
Love ya.